was not, and now I am. Alive, living and breathing, you spoke and gave me life. You searched the depth of my soul. There is nothing you don't know. You love me for who I am. My whole life is in your plan. I am yours from the beginning. I am yours. I am yours forever. I am yours. Everything I have and everything I do, nothing is my own, it all belongs to you. I want to tell you how much you mean to me. I lay down my life and worship you forever. I am yours from the beginning. I am yours.
I am yours.
I am yours forever. I am yours.
I am yours.
I am yours from the beginning. And I will follow you. I want to bring glory to you, Lord. We'll glorify your name. And help me to believe. Help me to obey. And I will follow you. I will follow. Lord, I am the work of your hands. I was not and now I am. Alive, living and breathing, you spoke and gave me life. You searched the depths of my soul. There is nothing you don't know. You love me for who I am. My whole life is in your plan. I am yours from the beginning. I am yours.
I am yours.
I am yours forever. I am yours.
I am yours.
I am yours from the beginning. I am yours. I am yours.
Amen. Good evening, folks. Here we are again. Who do you belong to? I belong to Jesus. You belong to Jesus? Amen. We're not our own. We have been bought with a price. The precious blood of Jesus Christ We have something that Hollywood, for the most part, doesn't have. They don't have Jesus. They have the full of the devil, for the most part. And they need to get born again and come to know Jesus. They are so empty, so full of nothingness and darkness. Oh, how those people who live in such vanity need the Lord. Oh, wouldn't you agree with that? I tell you, they're without him for sure, and they sure need him. But thank God that we know Jesus. Thank God, oh, that he's brought us to himself. Yes, he is so good. You know that? Because without him, we would simply be nothing. We wouldn't even be here. We wouldn't be able to make it, and it would be a hopeless life. Like so many are living today, they're living hopeless lives, empty lives, lives without any purpose whatsoever. They're basically serving their father, the devil, and they think that's living. Oh, they don't know much about living, do they? And you don't really know what living is till you come to know him, Jesus, that is. All right, so here we are again on this 19th day of April 2024. So we're going to get into the word in a little bit. Let's open up with a little bit of news here as we start out. West Virginia, let's see, what's going on there? That's not where we're, yeah, we're not there. That's not today. We're not going to West Virginia. Where are we going today? We're going to Chelsea, Massachusetts. Let's go there. Chelsea, Massachusetts. And here we see Governor Maura Healey prepares to move illegal aliens into Boston Soldiers Home. Oh, yeah, that's a facility that has long served as a home to U.S. veterans who, by the way, the veterans had to pay for living there. Of course, the illegals aren't going to have to pay for living there. No, no, they get all the perks that even our own soldiers don't get. My own heroes, our own people that went out and fought for the nation, fought the wars of governments and whatever. But anyways, yeah, did the bidding of the governments of this country in the past. Well, Biden's education secretary, Miguel Cardona, vowed to shut down the largest Christian university in the United States. And that's the Grand Canyon University, GCU. Officials are fighting back. Cardona has falsely accused the school of preying on the students, which is just not true. And so they're fighting back that they're going to, stop him from this. And so certainly we pray for that too, so he will not prevail in that. Middle school students at Mount Nebo School in Payson, Utah, held a walkout protest Wednesday against unhinged school officials that have allowed the Furies to terrorize them at school. That's right, people identify as a furry animal, the Furies. Yeah, they spray other students in the eyes with sea breeze, and they growl at people, they bite people, they scratch people, depending on what kind of fury they are. They bite, they scratch, they bark, and they growl. And well, I tell you, if you want to identify something, how about identifying as a born-again Christian? That's where it's really at, isn't it? You don't need to identify as something that is far below a human being anyway. An animal, we're created for our pleasure as well, and they're not. We want to become one, really? What a joke, huh? What a sad thing. Well, not to mention how many doors you think that might open for demons. Yeah, I think it opens a lot of doors for demons. You want to identify with something that you're not. A new bill in Congress would stop the illegal aliens from squatting in U.S. homes. They move in and refuse to move out. Doesn't matter that somebody else was living there. Doesn't matter. I mean, this has happened in a number of states. They just move in in places and act like they, you know, they own the place. Well, hopefully this new bill will put a stop to that. Kat Kerr says you'll never lose your scarf and your cell phone in heaven. You can simply command them to come back to you. So will we have scarves and cell phones in heaven, huh? I mean, this woman has said she's been to heaven multiple times and has said all kinds of crazy things about it. And the God told her, you know, the stripes of the American flag represent Jesus's stripes on his body, Jesus's wounds on his body. I don't think so. I don't think so at all. I don't think we're going to have cell phones in heaven either, Kat Kerr. I think that you've been deceived by a bunch of devils telling you things that are not accurate, that are not true. And a lot of Christians follow her, think she's some really close to God person that hears all this, sees all this weird stuff up there and goes, makes all these trips to heaven and has all these conversations with God. Really? I'm sorry. I'm going to have to disagree with that, okay? But anyway, that's what she's, her latest. So Jerry Savelle died this week at 76. Word of Faith minister Jerry Savelle died at, I think it was 76 or 78. I forget which one it was. And Beverly LaHaye also died this week at 94, the wife of misled teacher Tim LaHaye, who wrote all those Left Behind books that deceived a lot of people into thinking something that's not true, not biblical. But anyway, his wife passed away this week. Also, FBI warning that Chinese hackers are preparing to launch a massive attack on the United States infrastructure. And they've already infiltrated multiple companies. So they're warning other companies and just put out these warnings that that's what's getting ready to happen. Well, we'll see, huh? A new law in Germany comes into effect in November that Germans can now change their gender identity every year without an official assessment. So 1 year they could be a man, 1 year they could be a woman, 1 year they could be a gender neutral. What is a gender neutral? A nothing, a something that is neither male nor female, really? Is there such a thing as that? I really haven't never met one, but there are people who think they are, I guess. So, yeah. So 1 year they could be one thing, next year they could be something else, next year they can be something else. What, maybe a furry? Something like that. George Soros dropped $60 million dollars into Democrats' war chest for this next election, second biggest donation of 2024. Yeah, and the money is to back ultra-progressive candidates and causes. Well, progression is not really progressive. I mean, it's a descent into hell. She called themselves progressive. Where are they progressing to? They're progressing into darkness. They're not progressing into life. That's the way it looks to me. Anyway, 50 traumatized. You've heard about the attacks, of course, in October 7th in Israel when they were attacked by Hamas during a festival they were having, and it wasn't a godly festival at all. People were dancing around and using different things and a lot of sexual stuff going on and stuff that's immoral. But anyway, 50 of the attendees so traumatized killed themselves since the October 7th. That's right. 50 different traumatized people from the Israeli Nova Festival already have killed themselves, and a large number of others are needing psychiatric care. They were traumatized. They just watched people being raped and murdered, and it was just they were just slaughtering people and guts and blood, and I mean, just a horror. And that's just terrible what happened. But these people, you know, don't have Jesus, so, and they were don't know what to how to deal with these issues that since they were so traumatized mentally, emotionally, and some I don't know about physically, but it has affected them physically. So what helped those people and went through that? E-cigarettes, according to a study that recently released, finds that they're not a safe alternative to smoking, and they may raise the risk of heart failure and damage to the heart. So these cigarettes are obviously not for people who want to stay healthier. Obviously not, according to the study. If indeed it is an accurate study, which I don't know why it wouldn't be. Excuse me a minute. I'm going to have to see. Yes. Excuse me. All right. So that's all the news tonight that I have. Of course, Israel attacked Iran today. Doesn't look like they want to escalate things, though. So it was just not a major deal, not something that killed anybody that we are aware of, but they did show that they could get right into Iranian territory as well, and it's retaliation for what happened last weekend. So we pray it doesn't escalate into a major war over there. Pray that things will calm down in Jesus' name. We're going to pray for peace, of course, and as we open up in prayer here, welcome everybody to today's live service tonight, live broadcast as we gather here together on Friday nights, and thank you for being here, part of this, and pray that the Lord will minister to you, bless you, encourage you, and strengthen you spiritually, and that you will become all that you can be in God as he forms you and molds you and makes you into his image and into his likeness, what he wants you to become and be in Christ Jesus. So let's go ahead and open up in prayer today. And hallelujah. Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for another opportunity to gather together here on this live broadcast on Friday nights, Friday Night Live. Here we are, so we thank you, Lord, that you are here and that you are in me and your anointing's in me, and you're going to bring forth your word tonight. You're going to bring forth your deliverance tonight to people who are hungry for some deliverance. Thank you for that as well, Lord. And I want to thank you for every individual person who comes and listens and partakes of this time that we have together. And I ask you to minister in their life, to strengthen them, encourage them, heal them, save their loved ones, do great works in their life, prosper them, keep them in health, Father, and divine protection round about them, Father, daily. And we pray for that for all of us, divine protection, Father. Surround us with a hedge of divine protection. Surround us with your mighty angels, Lord, every day. We know, Lord, without you, we wouldn't survive. There are too many hazards out there in this old wicked world. And, but, Lord, we know that we have your divine protection. We have your angels encamping around about us, and we give you the glory for that. And thank you, Lord, for the angels of the Lord that encamp around about us. Thank you for divine protection on each one of us, even in the perilous times that we're living in, the times like where people are being very demonically crazy in the things that they're doing and being a part of, and the ways that people are thinking nowadays, it's just rather strange, not biblical, that's for sure. Their mind is certainly not in the Word of God. Their mind is in the devil's playground, the devil's territories, and grand deceptions are taking place today. And Father, we pray, Lord, that people's eyes will be open, that their eyes will be able to see, Lord, and they can come out of darkness into your marvelous light, Father. And we bind the wicked spirits that blind so many people. We praise, Lord, for conviction of the Holy Spirit and that it'll get through to people, and they will come to Christ in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray for many salvations in these latter days, Father. Thank you for bringing many people to know you. And we ask for that in Jesus' name. And Lord, now we cover this time that we have together here tonight. We cover every believer with the blood of Jesus. We cover myself with the blood of Jesus. We cover electronics, everything that pertains to tonight broadcast here, live broadcast tonight. We cover it with the blood of Jesus. Thank you that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Thank you, Lord, for the anointing of the Holy Spirit that I have to bring forth the word here tonight and some deliverance tonight. Father, we thank you for that anointing. Thank you for the grace that brought that forth in Jesus' name. And pray a blessing on everybody. Lord, give us ears to hear what the Spirit of God is going to say to it. Thank you that we can hear your voice, Lord. Thank you in Jesus' name. Everybody say amen. Everybody praise God tonight. Hallelujah. The opposing forces, the title tonight. Are you ready to get into this? Well, I am. So let's go ahead and step off into this and see, because, you know, we have so many demonic spirits over so many different areas. In fact, every area of the earth has spirits that are in charge of those areas. We have territorial spirits in the atmosphere, in the heavenly territorial spirit. And could a person be under the influence of a territorial spirit if they live in that territory of the territorial spirit? Of course they can. Could it be under the influence of these spirits and not even know it? Can you be wrong and not know it? Can you have religious spirits and be religious and not even know it? Can you be missing God's best for you and not even know it? Well, yeah, you can. Yes, 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 to all of those. I mean, many have indeed. They're living under certain spirit, territorial spirits over an area, and act in certain ways, and they act that way because of the spirits that are over that area. And we've seen that in different places that we've gone to preach and different places that I've pastored over the years. Every place has territory spirits. Every place has territorial spirits in the heavenly over the town, or that's seated in various places of the town, the county, city. And their stronghold is there, and they work out from that area, and they influence the whole area. They have the Bible talks about principalities, see, and powers. And these spirits are certainly, they have different principality areas that they're under, that they're over as well, see. And so a territorial spirit is a principality, demonic spirit, just like a mayor or a governor or a president. You know, these spirits have different places of authority in the kingdom of darkness. And there is a head spirit assigned to your city. Yes, and people who live there are influenced by it, whether they are aware of it or not. And a lot of people are just not aware of it because they don't understand spiritual warfare to any large degree, because they have not, pressed in to understand that. But we wrestle not, remember, we read that scripture last week too. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Yeah, they set themselves up in high places and try to rule and run things. These are dark and evil spirits, folks. And part of our mission here, part of my mission, is to expose the hidden and educate the uneducated. That's right. And we're not just going to, overlook things and hope they go away. Because you know what? They don't go away just because you don't want to talk about it. You don't want to look at it. You don't want to be aware of it. Doesn't mean they're going to go away just because you're ignorant either. A lot of people say, ignorance is bliss. No, ignorance is bondage. I'll just tell you that right up front. Ignorance, I'm ignorant. I'm not going to be held accountable. No, that's not true, okay? The Bible even said, my people perish for a lack of knowledge. So you're being a lack of knowledge, it doesn't say that you're not going to have to be accountable. It just says that you're going to perish for a lack of knowledge. A lot of people do perish because of a lack of knowledge. So ignorance is not bliss. Like I said, ignorance is bondage. Ignorance can get you in a lot of trouble. Ignorance can, you know, cause you to perish. In fact, according to the scripture that we just quoted, okay, so you can hope they go away, the things that are there, but they don't just go away because, you know, if you don't deal with these things, if you don't face and engage the enemy, they're not going anywhere. Yeah. So what's in each of us, you know, we've got to decide. We're going to have to decide whether we're going to deal with what's been dealing with us because of where we're living. Yeah. And what's in some people attempt to bring out the worst in people. Yeah, what's in some areas, that is, of the country, some cities, try to bring out the worst. Well, the worst is, of course, the demonic in us. And it's like they have more control over some areas than they do over other areas. And so we have to be aware of that as well. There are many areas I would not want to live because I've been in and I felt the oppression in those areas is stronger than other areas. And there are many other ways these particular territorial spirits operate. You know, but I would need to visit your areas to understand and fully expose it because, you know, many times I go and just get off an airplane in an area, you know, and I feel the spirits over the area. I'm aware. And I can sense what the sense of what kind of what they're like or what they operate in. So, you know, they're there and we need to be aware of it. We need to do spiritual warfare against it and not let them run our lives. How many have ever been wrong and made a so-called fool of yourself and demanding that you were right? I've done that. It's saying I was right when I found out I was wrong. And so, yeah, most all of us have done that too many times for some of us. I remember I was at this show that we were putting on a company that I was with before I was full-time ministry. And I had my little daughter was there with me, my little girl. And then there was a customer there. I was talking to him, and I grabbed this little girl's hand and was holding it, and she kept trying to get away. So I was holding it tighter and tighter. I was talking to this man, and I found out, and I looked down and getting ready to say, what are you doing? Trying to pull away. And it wasn't my daughter. It wasn't my little girl. It was that man that I was talking to, little girl. Okay? And here she was. Here I am talking away to her father and gripping his daughter, holding her tighter and tighter because I thought she was trying to run off somewhere. My daughter was, and it was somebody else's daughter. I was holding her hand. And I thought it was my daughter. What? I thought I was right in holding this girl's hand because I thought it was my daughter, and it wasn't even my daughter. You know, that's kind of a foolish one, but I mean, really, can we be religious and not know it? Can we be holding on to something that's not what we should be holding on to and not know it? Well, I was. I was holding on to somebody else's little child's hand, you know. Yeah, I had her hand in my hand, and I thought I had my own little daughter's hand in my hand. But anyway, yes, people can do that. How many times religious spirits, you know, calls religion, you know, calls what it doesn't understand of the devil. People with religious spirits, they call what they don't understand, that's the devil. Yeah. That's what they call deliverance, you know. When we, you know, our church, we did deliverance, and in one town they called it all of the devil. They called our church of the devil because we did deliverance on people and cast out devils. Well, they had religious spirits, all right. And or they'll criticize you if you're doing something, acting in a different way than they are. You have to be just like us, see. You can't act different. If you do, then you're of the devil, see. And there are many denominations that think they're the right denomination. If you act different in that denomination, you're not of God. Right. What do you think that Adam and Eve did in the garden, and they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and Adam and his wife hid themselves in the presence of the Lord among the trees of the garden. Yeah, you know, many Christians today hide themselves from the presence of God. Why do they do that? Why do you think they do that, folks? Well, I'll tell you, but first understand the scripture. They were not hiding from God as many has thought. The Hebrew word Q-O-L here, it means approaching judgment of God. Approaching judgment of God. That's what the word hide here. That's what the word meant here. They were hid themselves. And so usually, I mean, we read this verse like, oh, the Lord is taking it easy and walking the garden totally unaware of what had happened to them. And when he spoke to them, Adam and Adam and Eve ran and hid. No. No, the moment Adam fell, there was an awareness that judgment was inevitable, right? Judgment was inevitable. And so remember, when you used to do things wrong as a child, and then immediately after you did, you'd say, uh-oh, I'm going to get it for this. It ruined the rest of your day. It could have, you know, in some cases. Ruin the rest of your day because you knew it was coming. If it didn't come sooner, it was going to come later, but it was coming. And maybe you try to hide what you did or run away from mom and dad. Yeah, well, in the cool of the evening, there's no word in the Bible for no reason. Cool means breeze, wind, or spirit. And so the spirit of the day at the approach of his coming was a spirit of judgment, right? So that's what they were afraid of. So why did they hide themselves? Why do we try to hide ourselves when we do wrong, folks? Why do we often get afraid of the Lord's presence? Well, one simple word that causes a lot of Christians a lot of torment today and a lot of trouble is guilt, G-U-I-L-T. See, when we live free of guilt, you know, there's no fury in the sound of his approach. no fury in the sound of the Lord's approaching. And we're not all freaking out like, oh, I got to go try to hide from God. You know, I'm ashamed. But when guilt is present, oh, my, you know, there's shame, there's fear, guilt and fear, the result of a choice one makes to act independently from the wisdom of God. See? And so here we see it. We go back here to Genesis 3 again, and we read the next verse, Genesis 3, verse 9. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, where art thou? And he said, well, I heard a voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked and I hid myself. Well, he said, where art thou? You think God didn't know where he was? You think God didn't know where Adam was? Of course he knew where Adam was. He knows all things. He knew where they were in the first place. He was asking an internal question. In other words, instead of where are you, he's asking, what kind of state are you in, Adam? That's right. What kind of state are you in, Adam? He knew, but he was asking him. See? Let's go to Genesis 51. I mean, Psalm 51, and read verse 9. Welcome, everybody, tonight. Yeah, good to see you. God bless you. Psalm 51. Here we go, verse 9. Hide thy face from my sins and blot out my iniquities. Hide thy face from my sin and blot out my iniquities. Okay, and then verse 6. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part thou shalt make me to know wisdom. The true worship can only be given how? Remember, we worship him in what? Spirit and in truth. So worship is more than what you do. It's who you are. Okay? It's who you are. So who are you today? See, God desires truth in the inward part, in the hidden part. See? And so we need to worship him out of our spirit. We worship him in spirit. See, Jesus lives in our spirit. So, you know, it was a time anyway when Adam would admit where he was. But he hid, thus signifying that he refused to admit to God where he was. He didn't want to admit to God where he was. He didn't want to admit the condition that he was in, what kind of state he was in, that he had ate of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, the forbidden tree, okay? And he didn't want to admit it. But actions are always consistent. So I've got to think about that, even when veiled with where we really are, okay? So Adam didn't want to admit where he was. And so, but still, actions are always consistent. Even when they're veiled, we try, even with where we really are. See, we may try to veil them, but still, they're consistent. You know, Adam, like us in our guilt and fear, did not want to face God. Because if man, he would have to face himself and his own actions and to take responsibility for these actions. People today do not want to take responsibility for their actions. They like to blame other people for it. They like to be the victim. They have a victim mentality, a lot of people today. They do not want to take responsibility. In fact, they don't think they should have to be responsible at all. You know, many people today in this woke culture, and even in the church, a lot of people don't want to take responsibility. They're like Adam and Eve. They're hiding. They're hiding the stuff that they do, but it doesn't work because God always sees, and God will identify and bring you to, you know, accountability, see? And even when God gave him a chance to take accountability and responsibility, what happened for what he'd done? What did he do? He blame shifted and said, well, it's the woman that you gave me, Lord. You see, he just could admit, see. He was laying the blame on the wife there. A lot of people still do that, or vice versa. So he just could admit he willfully chose to eat from the forbidden fruit. And so he'd rather live in a certain level of deception than to admit the truth. And so many Christians do that today also. They live in a certain level of deception rather than admit the truth about even to their own selves about their own life. But how many know only in truth is their liberty? Only in truth is their freedom. Remember, he said, you shall know the truth, speaking of himself as well, of course. But you shall know the truth and then, you know, there's freedom. But if he'd admitted his sin, and not blame shift, even to blaming, and even in a sense blaming God, because, you know, God gave him the woman. He said, "That's the woman that you gave me, God." You know, right? You know, things could have been different, but they weren't that way. See, he didn't do that. He didn't do that. He said, "It's the woman that you gave me." You know, Psalm 103:8. Go read that here real quick. Here, the Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. And then 13 and 14, like as a father pitieth his children, the Lord pitieth them that fear him, for he knoweth our frame. He remembered that we are dust. See, thank God he pities us. He has mercy for us. You know, God can't be merciful and gracious to us if we choose to deceive ourselves and deny the truth, right? We don't want to deny the truth. We want to face up to the truth. We want to confess our fault, you know. Even the Bible says confess your fault one to another. Confess your sins. He is faithful and just to cleanse us of our sins. You know, cleanse us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness, to forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Okay? So if we as a Christian, you know, we live and eat from the tree of knowledge of good and evil, then we have guilt and fear and religious fears. Why? Well, because that tree misrepresents reality. It says at the center of reality, there will constantly be a struggle of good and evil. And the best you could ever do is just to become strong enough to overcome the evil part and just do the good part. And see, that's a deception because God never told them to eat of that tree in the first place. And yet people today are still eating of that tree today. as Christians, instead of eating from the, you know, the tree of life, which is Christ, Jesus. And so we end up fighting ourselves, you know, because good and evil are from the same tree. And we have a, you know, a duality, see? And God is not into duality. He's in singularity, okay? God and evil, good and evil are two sides of the same coin that God condemned a long time ago, okay? And he knew what it would do to people. He knew what it would do to humanity. And we just end up dealing with symptoms and we'd never get healed, see? And a lot of Christians spend their whole Christian life, oh, they got born again, but then they lived from the wrong tree, that whole, their whole Christian life experience. Oh, my, you know, what a sad situation. Our limited concept of goodness is not at all like the true goodness of God, okay? It is not. And see, God is, you know, the tree of life is singular. It's, Jesus is the tree of life, see? And it's not duality. I mean, God said be single-minded, remember, in the scripture? He tells us to be single-minded. He didn't say to be dual-minded. Not good and evil-minded, but single-minded, Jesus-minded, see? From the tree of life-minded. That's what we're instructed to live from the tree of life, not from the tree of knowledge, good and evil. Romans 3:10, as it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. See, what's the key? Well, eat from the tree of life, see? Because as eating from him, we become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, see? And that's who we are now. We have a single identity that way. We are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. That's how he sees us, because of Christ Jesus' blood and what he did at the cross. And so, you know, the tree of life, it was a tree, a life-giving tree, and it is a life-giving tree, a tree of and from God. Life is not found in the battle of good and evil. It's found in God. God is life. Jesus is life. God is love, for love is life, and faith works by love. So what's the remedy for the tree of knowledge of good and evil? What's the remedy for that in our life? If we're living from that, what's the remedy? We got to chop it down. We got to axe it. We don't live from that. What are we doing? You know, we're stepping into something that God doesn't want us in. And is the forbidden tree still today? The forbidden tree? Yes, it is. See? He didn't want them living from it, and he doesn't want us as a new creature in Christ living from it. Okay? So, Matthew 3:10, and now also the axe is laid to the root of the trees. Therefore, every tree which bringeth not forth good fruit or God fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Okay? You see that? God wants us to live where? Well, I'll tell you where he wants to live. Let's go to 1 John 4:17. He wants us to live right here in 1 John 4:17. Well, what does it say, Pastor? Well, I'm going to read it to you. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. So what is it saying here? It says, as he is, so are we. And then he's calling us to live in a place of no more fear, no more judgment, no more of this, you know, bondage, mixture, duality. No, just rest with God. As God is, so are we in this world. Well, how is God? Now, God is, what is God? Is good. God is not in a dual world, but a singular world, okay? Perfect goodness. God is perfect goodness, right? God is good. There's none good but God, the scripture says, okay? So, perfect goodness. He's not double-minded, like so many Christians are today, dual-minded. God said the double-minded man, the woman, is unstable in all their ways. What's up with that? See? We're not called to that. So, we can miss God, you think? Can we miss God? Can we miss God's best and his will for our lives? You think it's possible? I mean, I'm sure it is, see, because I see people doing that. And God comes and asks us, where are we? Where are you? And we react from where we are in relationship to our sins, not where we are in our relationship to God, when we should be reacting in our out of our relationship to God. As new covenant believers today, born-again believers, we react out of our, you know, flesh instead of the way we ought to be reacting when God says, where are we at? Okay? Just like he asked them, where are you, Adam? Well, where are you at today with Jesus is the question. Are you going deeper? Are you going further in your understanding? Are you living religiously or are you living righteously? Yeah. Are you living in fear and guilt? So we react from where we are in our relationship to our sins, not really from God, and that's where fear and guilt still live, see? And the axe has been laid to the root, and the root is original sin, right? And if the root has been cut, then why do we still live attached to something that's been cut? Why? Why are we doing that? Because he just told us, as he is, so are we in this world. Did he not say that? Do we not read that here in the New Testament and the New Covenant? So if that's the case, then why are you living in bondage to your sin? So guilty all the time, so fearful of judgment, so fearful that you're going to reap what you've sown. You know, we're going to have to change our eating habits, okay? If you're eating from that tree of knowledge of good and evil, it's time to change your eating habit, okay? Start eating only from the tree of life, from Jesus. We need to eat from the tree of life, not the tree of deception, okay? This is true spiritual life, eating from the tree of life, folks. That's true spiritual life because we're feeding on the life of God, folks. That's what we need, folks, right now. If we're going to get through these times we're living in, if we're going to get through the latter days, and we're living in the latter days, peculiar times, and times that have been actually they're perilous times, you know, as well as very peculiar because they're very different from what a lot of us have been used to as we grew up. It sure wasn't this bad, but it got worse and worse. So, hello, we need to let go of the age-old deception, that dichotomy between good and evil, because God has conquered evil. So we need to be living from the tree of life for the tree of good. God is good. God is the only one good. God's the only one who produces life. So let's live in God and quit living below his level of living that he has prepared for us right now to live in. This is not just at a sweet by and by. God has prepared us to live this way now. He called us to live. He declared these truths over our life now. As he is, so are we in where? In this world, okay? That's what he said. Because as he is, so are we in this world. That's scripture, folks. That's what the word says. Okay? So why are we going to live below the level of his living? You know, that he prepared and I mean, he paid the price for us to live there. He is the secret place of the Most High God. He is home. And if we abide in him, we're abiding in the secret place of the Most High. We're abiding in our home, sweet home. God Almighty is our home. Wherever he is, there we are. See? If we live that way, and a lot of people won't live that way. I realize that there's a coming of Christ. I know the second of coming of Christ, and we're going to be with him forever. I understand it. But we're already with him forever. If you've been born again, huh? Unless you decide to reject your salvation for some reason, which that wouldn't be very smart, would it? But yeah, in him, the tree of life, we live free from guilt. We live free from condemnation. We live free from fear and judgment. After all, he told us 66 times in the Bible to fear not. So why are we still fearing? Well, you're letting sin get the best of you. You're letting demons get the best of you. You're letting the enemy through the tree of the knowledge of good and evil work you over into lies and deceptions about your true place that you stand in God today. Hallelujah. And you need to know how you stand and where you stand so that you can live as you stand, okay, in Christ. See, that and if you're truly standing as you're supposed to be standing, you're standing in Christ. You're standing in the tree, feeding on the tree of knowledge of good deeds. Yeah, I'm on the tree of life, I'm sorry. And, hey, you know, there are many things that people will face in life. Let's just talk about this a minute, okay? And they'll have to be, and they'll have to be dealt with. What are you facing today? Maybe you're facing something that has to be dealt with. Yeah, there are many things people are going to face in life and are going to have to be dealt with one way or another. Some people don't deal with things well, okay? The things that come up in life, they don't deal well with them. So often things are of the enemy. And many believers are caught by surprise because they're just not set up in the tree of life. They're not feeding on a regular basis. They keep running to a place where they're hiding because they're all guilty feeling and condemned. And, you know, the devil's worked them over real good, see. But anyway, there's been many times you've probably been caught by surprise too by something that's happened in your life. And they have no immediate answer to or solution. You ever been like that or something? You had no immediate answer or solution to something? What do you do in that condition? So some try to deal with things in their own strength and their own ability, and others, what do? Well, the wise ones are going to fully lean on Jesus and the Holy Spirit. And I'm going to encourage you, that's where you need to go. I mean, don't try to just figure it out by yourself, and don't try to handle it by yourself, because without him, we could do nothing, the Bible said. So we're going to have to come to believe, if we're going to be the disciples and the end-time overcomers of Christ that we're called to be today, that we go to Jesus always, first and foremost, we go to Jesus, and we don't go quickly to ourselves or our best friend or our neighbor, but we go to Jesus. And Jesus may send you to a neighbor. He may have a neighbor waiting to help you out of this situation and circumstance you've gotten into somehow. He may use somebody else to be your deliverer, but he is ultimately the deliverer, that he has quickened them to help you. How many know that God can give you favor with people you never thought you would have had favor with? He's done that for me so many times. I mean, favor even with an enemy. You know, how could that happen if it wasn't God? But see, I ran to Jesus. I didn't run to solve this thing on my own. I said, Jesus, I cannot deal with this thing that has come up. And I ran to him, see, and didn't try to step into my own strength and try to alleviate the situation by my own ability, because I certainly, I know better than that. And we got to go to him. And so many times we get frustrated at life because we don't go to him. See? We got to be quick to call upon his name in every crisis, every difficulty. Be quick to call upon the name of the Lord. Amen? Also, we're going to have to take and use our authority daily. You know, God gave you the authority to use your authority, okay? Even moment by moment, at times you need to be using your authority. I mean, we should be able to see where the enemy is working and immediately use the weapons of our warfare, which are not carnal but mighty through God, to the pulling down of strongholds. Yes, we should be able to recognize the enemy and his evil devices of darkness. We shouldn't be having blinders over our eyes, demonic blinders. So many Christians today, they have demonic blinders. They don't even see the work that the devil's doing in their own lives. They're blind. We can look at their lives and we can say, wow, don't they see what's going on? Don't they see the devil is tearing them apart and wrecking this and stealing from them in these areas? And we might even try to tell them and they wouldn't receive it. They wouldn't receive it, and we tried, and I have tried to tell people things, and until people are really desperate and running to Jesus, they're not ready to receive a lot of truth sometimes when they're right in their own eyes. How many know that? Oh, yeah. But we need to be able to recognize the enemy and his evil devices that have been sent against us. And we are to have discernment of spirits, folks. That's important. One of the gifts of the Spirit is discernment of spirits, and we should desire that to operate in our lives, and it does. And you know, different gifts of the Spirit, all nine of them could operate in your life just when needed, see, or when called upon in the name of Jesus and believed for. Okay. I've had every one of them operate in my life. All nine of the gifts of the Spirit at one time or another have been operating, and many more than one time too, of course, because you don't just need it once in life. You need these gifts all throughout your life, the gift of the Spirit. Very important. And discernment is one I need all the time. I'm using that gift of discernment of spirit, and you develop a lot of that discernment as you continue to do it. And you begin to know things and pick up things and understand things as you have operated in that gift. And now you just see things that you didn't see before. But, you know, we just shouldn't be as so many are today. I mean, it seems like they're blind. They can't even see how the enemy is controlling so much of their life. And like I said, we look at them and we see what's wrong. And we say, what's wrong? Why can't they see what's wrong? What is wrong that they can't see what's wrong? And we think, why? Are they blind? And they just go deeper and deeper into the enemy's traps and the enemy's control. And we may even try to tell them the truth. What we are seeing and what the Lord has showed us about their life. But it is so often rejected. Why? Because, you know, they won't receive it. How do we help somebody who won't receive help? Why do so many lack the real power of God to manifest within themselves today? Why do they want to go and wander and go their own ways and end up stumbling and troubling and falling down all the time? Trouble because of the enemy tripping them up. And I'm not saying life is without attacks. You're going to have attacks in this life. Everybody gets attacked in this life. But see, what happens when the attack comes, you know, that's the big difference. Okay? So we got to understand the New Testament, the new covenant that we have with our God. The old covenant message was he's coming. The new covenant message is that he has come. And that he is here right now. He's not a way off God coming someday. He's a God that's right here because he's dwelling inside of each of us today. See? Right now. So where are you going to live? You're going to live under the old covenant message that he is coming someday? No. Or you're going to live under the new covenant message that he has come and he's here right now, living inside of each one of us through the Holy Spirit. So which one will you live in? I know I've already chosen. I know he's here. I know he's in me right now. I couldn't even do this if it wasn't for him. Right? I'm not going to try to go and teach people and preach the gospel without Jesus. I'd be a fool to do that. I know there are people out there like the seven sons of Sceva trying to do things without the anointing of God, and they're getting ate up. And they can find some followers. Some people will follow these type of folks. But, hey, I wouldn't want to do that. I wouldn't want to do anything without Jesus, okay? And, yeah, he's still coming, but he's here right now. He lives right inside of us. See, the kingdom of God is where? The Bible tells you where the kingdom of God is right now. It's within you. The kingdom of God is within us. It doesn't come with observation. People out there can't see that necessarily. I mean, they could see Jesus in us, but they don't see the kingdom like we see the kingdom. Okay? And if we live as if we know he is here right now, saints, then we can expect his presence and manifestations of himself right now as well. See? We can expect him to manifest in our lives now, because if we know that he's here now, then he's going to manifest now. Okay? We can expect that to take place because we know that he's here. We know that he's inside of us. Oh, yes. Let God arise up on the inside of you, and his enemies will be scattered. Amen? Those demons can't stand against the living God, can't stand against the name of Jesus, can't stand against the believer who knows his authority in Christ Jesus and walks that way. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Hebrews. Let's go over there. 13, verse 20, 21. Hebrews 13, 20, 21. Now, the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, Wow. Make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight through Jesus Christ. That's how he does it. See, that's how he works that which is well-pleasing. He does it through the Holy Spirit, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. See, this is how the good is done in us, through him that's living in us. And so when he's working in us, well, when is that? How many know? It's right now, folks. It's not future. It's not yesterday. It's now. He did the work yesterday, and he will work tomorrow, but it's right now. This is a God. Our God is a now God. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now faith is, not tomorrow faith is. See? Hebrews 11:1, remember that? See, God is. Okay? Not God will be or God was. God is. He says, I am that I am. See, God is here. He is always here. He's not yesterday. He'll be here even though he's just, he says, you know, he was there yesterday. He'll be here today. He'll be tomorrow. But he is a right now God for us because we're living in a right now time. The time that you have is only right now. You don't know whether you'll be around tomorrow or not, you know, unless you believe that you will be, right? And you don't know exactly what the future holds. You don't know these things, you know. And what are you going to do about yesterday? Yesterday done come and gone. So you have right now, okay? Right now. And he's a now God. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Right? So what is God wanting by today? Today is the day of salvation, a day of deliverance. Salvation also means deliverance, okay? But now, today is the day of his of salvation and deliverance, of his visitation, of his presence. And yes, God, you know, he's always the same yesterday, today, and forever. And he's here. He's right here. And he'll be here tomorrow, but he's also here right now. And you have right now. That's what you have right now, this moment. You know, people need to wake to him, his presence, his reality right now. See? God wants us to press into him right now. Press into God. Press into his word. Determine it. You're going to have a word level that's higher than what you had last year, see, because you're going to spend more time in his word, see. You're going to make it a priority in your life, the word of God, more than you ever have, see. If you really want to be aware of his right now presence, then you need to know what his word is saying, okay? So don't live in the past. And some people are trying to live in the future before the future comes. There's no future in the past, and the devil doesn't care what you believe as long as it's in the future, you know. Well, 5 years from now I'll start tithing, or 5 years from now I'll get my healing, or tomorrow my healing will come. No, I said by his stripes, you know, I am healed. I don't say tomorrow I'll be healed. No, I said by his stripes I was healed and I am healed. See, he said, I am the Lord God that healeth thee. It didn't say, tomorrow I'll be the Lord God that healeth thee. So, well, I didn't get healed today. Well, still the Lord God that healeth you today, right? Your healing may not have fully manifested yet in your physical body, but he is still the Lord God that healeth thee. See, and no matter what day it is, he is that God. That's who he is. I am the Lord thy God that healeth thee. Okay? And by his stripes you were healed, therefore I am healed. Okay? So we've got to get our talk right. You know, we've got some wrong thinking and wrong talking in the body of Christ today. Okay? Let's get it right. True faith is not future faith, it's now faith. Okay? 2 Corinthians 6. Let's read another scripture here. 6. Of 2 Corinthians verses 1 and 2. We then, as workers together with him, beseech you also that you receive not the grace of God in vain. For he saith, I have heard thee in a time accepted, and in the day of salvation have I succored thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. See, he's a right now God is what I'm telling you. See? He's a right now God. Now is the day of salvation. Now is the day of deliverance. Now is the day. Talking about ever-present grace. ever-present grace. I live in ever-present grace. And now is the time of God's favor. Do you believe that you have favor of God on your life? Listen, you need to have that mentality. The favor of God is on me. I am blessed going in. I'm blessed coming out. That's what the Word of God says. So therefore, that is my experience in Jesus' name. You call things that are not. It hasn't been your experience yet. Well, you start calling it your experience, calling things that are not as though they are. If you don't walk by faith, then don't expect to see the manifestation that God has promised, the promises of God in the Word of God. See, if you don't call things that are not, if those things are not manifested in your life, then you're not calling them, you know, into your life as they should be. See, call them as they are. I mean, by His stripes, I am healed. Well, I don't see you healed. I don't see you. Well, what does the Word say? I can't go by what you say. I can't by what you see. I go by what the Word of God says. See? And that's the way it's got to be. And you say, well, that's just ridiculous. Huh, whoever heard of something? I'm from Missouri, the show me state. You know, you got to show it to me before I believe it. Well, that's not the way things work in the kingdom of God. I'm sorry. You know, you could just keep your Missouri show yourself faith. And I'm not against Missouri. I love Missouri. I mean, Missouri is a great place to live. But that show me attitude is not a great attitude because we don't live that way. The just shall live by faith. The just shall live by faith, for we walk by faith, not by sight. We call things that are not as though they are, see. So we're living in the ever-present grace. We're living in the ever-present blessing of God, and you need to call favor on your head. Right now, I have the favor of God on me. So you need to declare that over yourself right now. That's who you are. That's what you have, the favor of God. Okay? And one big problem in church today is that we don't know our present identity. People don't know their present identity in Christ. We know yesterday that we were such and such, you know, and in the future we'll hopefully be such and such, but what are we right now? See? Well, I am what He says I am. See, right now I am what He says I am. So what often happens, though? Our imaginations or other influence, our religious friends, you know, our wrong doctrine, et cetera, you know. We invent other images or identities of ourselves which are not biblical or spiritual and are creations of the carnal mind. And the carnal mind is death. It's at enmity with God, so it's not going to bring any life to us, right? That carnal mind, it just leads you astray. So what are we doing here? Yeah, I have the favor of God on me. I have the fear of God on me. I reverence God, too, you know. I'm not going to, you know, walk around and not reverence God. I respect and honor and reverence Him, and I have every blessing of heaven. If I can receive it, if I can speak it over my life and believe that it's true for me, see? That's why so many Christians don't experience so many of the promises of God, because they don't take those promises personally and call them theirs. You know, there are other images, and those other images out there are even idols which need to be destroyed. And this is a form of spiritual warfare, destroying those other images that you have allowed to rise up in your life. Things that you've gotten, you know, sidetracked on, which pulled you. I mean, remember, well, the two priests that offered up strange fire. See, they got sidetracked. Yeah, walked away from keeping it on him, and it didn't work well for them. But they were under the old covenant. Now today, earth might not open up and swallow you. That you're not under that covenant. Thank God we have a better covenant that Jesus intercedes for you. Thank God He's interceding for us right now. The Bible says that. But God says in Amos 3:3, can two walk together except they be agreed? If you don't get in agreement with God, then God can't do what He wants to do in your life, see? If you don't get in agreement with the Word of God, He can't do what He said He would do. So just how close can we walk with the Father if we won't agree with him? How close can we walk with the Holy Spirit and Jesus if we don't get in agreement with them? So who's bigger, what self says or what Father says? Who do you think is bigger? Who's bigger? I tell you, self is just puny, okay? That's right. Self is puny. Listen to the spirit, okay? It's easier to believe and have faith in self, of course. You know, a lot of people, because they haven't seen God, it's easy. Well, I see myself. I know what I'm capable of, blah, blah, blah. You know, but it brings death, not life, because self is not spiritual. Listen to the Spirit of God. Speaking to those who have ears to hear, are you listening? Are we listening to the Holy Spirit? What is the right now God is saying right now to us? Right now to you? Personally, what is that right now God saying? What is that right now God saying? Are you listening to our right now God? Are you listening to some demon? Are you listening to your own capabilities or what you think you're capable of doing and not capable of doing? Oh, look, Romans 8:16. We have a witness. The Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Don't you have that witness? Can you just get that witness right now? I got that witness right now. The Spirit of God is bearing witness with me that I am a child of God. I am a children of God. Right? I'm a child of God. You are a child of God. Can't you get that witness right now? It's there right now in your spirit. It doesn't say we will be. It doesn't say we're going to be. It said, what does it say? That we are the children of God. It's not future tense. We are the children of God. Always, ever present, are the present. We are the children of God. Right? He's speaking to those who have ears to hear. What kind of ears? Spiritual ears. Right? I am spirit. See, that's what he said. And we've become spirit too because we've been born again. Now we're spiritual. We can communicate with that which is spiritual. See? And many of us, there are two images of us. There's Christ and his image of us, and then there is Antichrist and the Antichrist image, you know, our wrong image of us. See, anything that doesn't line up with his image of us is Antichrist. It's an Antichrist image of yourself. See, if you're not lining up with your image of yourself, you see you're just a miserable lost sinner or a miserable sinner that can't ever rise above his sin. Well, that doesn't line up with what Jesus told me. That's Antichrist. Where'd that come from? You're born again. If you truly ask Jesus in your heart, the blood of Jesus cleansed you from all sin. That doesn't line up with the Word of God. See. So that's Antichrist. If you're saying things about yourself that don't line up with the Word, that's Antichrist. That's not Christ. The Bible says there are many Antichrists in the world, see? And so there are two covenants, the Old Covenant and the New Covenant, right? Look at verse 15 here in Romans 8. It says, for you have not received the spirit of bondage, which is the law, again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption whereby we cry, Abba, Father. So he says, we didn't receive the old covenant. We received, we've been adopted. We've been accepted in the beloved. We've been brought into his presence, and we can say, cry out, Daddy, Father, Daddy, my God, my Father. Wow. You see that? Yeah. One is the spirit of bondage, the law. And one, the spirit of adoption. That's right. All this is seen in Galatians 4. We could go over there and look at it. But that's, I mean, it's clearly seen there, very well illustrated. Yet so many people want to go back under the old covenant. They want to try to keep the law. They want to keep all the rules and regulations. Come on, you're not doing that. If you were, then people would be dying all the time. Okay? They'd be having to kill this one and that one, stone this one and stone that one because they didn't do the law. Well, they didn't keep the Ten Commandments perfectly. Nobody has. What's going on here? Galatians 4:21. It says here, tell me ye that desire to be under the law. Do you not hear the law? Have you really heard the law? Most people haven't. They just keep it. They try to keep it. They can't do it. Nobody can. For it is written that Abraham had two sons, the one by a bondmaid, the other by a free woman. But he who was of the bondwoman was born after the flesh, but he of the free woman was by promise. Remember, he had the promise that he'd be a father of many nations, right? That was the promise. The other was the work of the flesh, right? For these are the two covenants, the one from the Mount Sinai, which genders the bondage, which is Hagar. For this Hagar is Mount Sinai in Arabia and answers to Jerusalem, which now is and is in bondage with his children. But Jerusalem, which is above, is free, which is the mother of us all. See, Jerusalem above in the heavenly places, that's the mother of us all. See, you get that? See, verse 27, for it is written, rejoice, thou barren that beareth not. Break forth and cry, thou that travaileth not, for the desolate hath many more children than she which had a husband. Now we, brethren, as Isaac was, are the children of promise. But as then he that was born after the flesh persecuted him that was born after the spirit, even so it is now. So those people who are eating after the tree of knowledge, good and evil, those people who are trying to keep the law, they're going to persecute us. People that try to walk in the spirit, walk out, you know, free and under the new covenant, under grace, you're going to get persecuted by religious people, by people who, you know, think they got to earn their way, work for everything, all that. Two covenants, folks. Let's do a little comparison so you can see the difference here. Two covenants, old covenant, new covenant. There's the bondwoman and the free woman. Okay? We're God's free woman. You know, God can't take, you know, a bondwoman to wed. He wouldn't take a bondwoman to wed. Okay? So we're God's free woman. Okay? So human effort, and then there we're living in a perpetual rest. The Hebrews chapter 4, that we might enter into his rest. And we rest in that perpetual Sabbath. It's an everyday Sabbath, not just a one-day Sabbath, right? That's the new covenant. Sweat, and then there's no sweat. And then there's born of the flesh, and then there's born of the spirit. We've been born of the spirit. We're the son of the flesh and the son of the promise. See? Not the heir, and then the heir, God's chosen. See, we're the heir. We're joint heirs with Jesus Christ. Whatever he has, we have. There's the earthly Jerusalem, and then there's the heavenly Jerusalem, which is free. People are in bondage in earthly Jerusalem. We just read, it's not free. It's in bondage with its children. But we're of the heavenly Jerusalem. It's free. It's the mother of us all, and we're free. Natural temple, and then there's a spiritual temple. You know, they had the old temple under the old covenant, but right now we are the temple of the Holy Spirit, right? So it's a temple that's not made with hands. In bondage, and then there's in freedom. We're living in the freedom. If the Son can set you free, you'd be free indeed. See the such big difference between the old covenant and new covenant. Okay? And there's so much more in 2 Corinthians about the tables of stone, the tables of the heart. Right? That's, things are written on the table of the heart now. There's a ministration of death, and then there's a ministration, the law was a ministration of death, but now we have the ministration of life, the new covenant. Fading glory, and now we have permanent excelling glory, the law, and it's fading glory, faded away, it says. Okay? Not that it's been done away with, because by the law we have knowledge of sin. See? But it is done away as a means of righteousness. So of the letter, and then there's of the spirit, and there's veiled and there's unveiled. And it just goes on and on, and you can see the great difference between the two covenants. We have such a better covenant. An everlasting covenant, the covenant that was bought by the blood of a spotless lamb, a lamb without spot or blemish. The covenant includes our acceptance with God. We've been accepted in the blood. We're one with the Lord Jesus Christ. He said that he that is joined to the Lord is one spirit. See, that's our relationship. It's such a glorious relationship that we have. Can we not see the glory of this kind of a relationship? Can we not see the so much better covenant? Nobody under the old covenant became one with Jesus. Possible under the old covenant. See? But it's possible for us. Thank you, Jesus, because we have the better covenant. So the glory, my God, the glory of God. So somebody's going to come forth in beauty and the greatness of their God, and it's going to be a glorious church. It's his church, and we're made a glorious church through our God, the people who knows our God. We're the new creation folks. That's who we are. And the only healthy image of you is his image of you. I don't care how you've been seeing yourself in the past. I don't care what you see in the mirror when you look at yourself in the face and look in the mirror. You need to see the image of God there. That's what you need to see. And you need to see that you are made in his image under the new covenant. Certainly so. Okay? Even under the physical, you were made in the image of God. Three parts, body, soul, and spirit. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. See? But how much more under the new covenant now that we're spiritually joined to the Lord to be one spirit with him? What a glorious relationship this is. I mean, woo. So the right image is his image of you. Whatever Jesus declared about you under the new covenant, that's what you are. See, any other image of you is an antichrist, right? It's against Christ. See, any other image. Yeah. 2 Corinthians 5:17. What does that say about you? 2 Corinthians 5:17. We'll go read it real quick here. Let's do it. Or I will. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, any woman be in Christ, he is a new creature. She is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. That is the reality of our spirit. That is what happened. Because your flesh is not born again. Flesh and blood will not inherit the kingdom of God. But your spirit is what's born again. And that is the reality of our spirit. All things became new in our spirit. It was dead. Our spirit was dead. It's not alive. But now it is alive. So, remember, there are many antichrists in the world. We got to get rid of those antichrist mentalities. We got to get rid of those antichrist thoughts about ourselves, those things that rise up in us and try to make us believe that that is the correct image that we should have of us. Well, if it isn't God's image, then it's the wrong image, so we got to spit it out, get rejected. And Jesus, you know, God, Father, he sees Jesus. He sees what we will be, not what we were. He sees what we are becoming, not what we've been. Oh, the depth of his love. I tell you, it's amazing grace, right? Amazing grace. Let's go back to Galatians 6, verse 14 and 15. It says here, but God forbid that I should glory, save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world. For in Christ Jesus neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but a new creature. See? A new creature. That's all that matters in the new covenant. See? Are you a new creature in Christ? And as many as walk according to this rule. What rule? This new creation rule. See? Peace be on them, and the mercy, and upon the Israel God. We're the Israel God, too. We are the Israel God. He just said that here. And we, if we walk according to this rule, will rest in peace, the peace of God, and the mercy of God, not in the condemnation, not in the weakness of the flesh, not in the weakness of the devil and his bondage. No. That's not what it says here. See? That's right, saints. That's right. You call me a saint? Yeah, well, we're already the saints of God in Christ Jesus. That's who we are. That's identity. I call myself what Jesus called me. See? Amen. Amen. We are the Israel of God. Remember, the Jews can't get saved any other way either. I mean, all these Christians that set the Jews apart and said, oh, the Jews are so superior to us. They could do no wrong. I'm sorry. The Bible says there's one new man. It doesn't say, you know, that there's going to just always be Jews and Gentiles. It says there's one new man in Christ Jesus. You know, they have to get saved too. They have to get born again too. They're lost. I've known Jews. I've known a number of them. They curse Jesus. They curse God. I've had some of them just curse me and curse Jesus just because I was a Christian. And they knew I was a Christian. They hated that. And they cursed Jesus, used all kind of foul language about Jesus. And, oh, yeah. So don't tell me that a Jew doesn't need to get saved just because they're Jewish. That's ridiculous. That is absolutely unscriptural. You know? They have to come to Christ, too. They have to become a new creature in Christ, too. Amen. I know there are preachers preaching different than that. I've heard them, some of them. You know, they preach that you don't even have to get saved. They're just already chosen. They're saved, you know. That's ridiculous, okay? And it told you who the Israel of God is. We just read it in Galatians 6 here. But anyway, moving on. Let the river of joy rise up. Flood stage of joy. Yeah, the river is flowing. Get in the river and swim. I mean, what's holding you back? What is holding you back? Are there spirits who have wounded you? Are there spirits who have wounded you and for years maybe? Or even hounded you for years too? To separate you from what God has freely offered and given? You know, maybe you stay under a perpetual wounding of something that you did in the past. You know, maybe you, oh my, it's just, I don't know if I'll ever get over that. That was so horrible what I did, what I said, or what I did to those people. How could I ever live past that and live that down? Come on, wait a minute. You're just not listening to the word of God and the promises of God. You're not listening to the love of God. You're not listening to the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus speaks louder than any sin you've ever committed, any hurt that you've ever suffered, any trauma that you've ever gone through. The blood speaks louder than that. Are you one who has, you know, spirits that manipulate you to self-sabotage the blessings? The blessings that are yours? So that you're robbed of God's best for you? A lot of people start getting too good and they start sabotaging. Oh, it can't get too good. Now, I don't deserve that. I just can't get too good. And you may think you may even say, well, I deserve God's best. But then by your action, you disprove that you believe it. I mean, no, your actions can speak louder than your words sometimes. And you can prove that you don't even believe the words you're saying. A lot of Christians like that. Oh, yeah. By their actions, you know they don't believe the word of God. You know it. And that's not an accurate way to live as a believer. You got to believe what you read in the book and know that it's true for you. See? And you don't self-sabotage the blessings of the Lord because you don't feel worthy. And so somehow you've got this, it's just getting too good for me. I can't have it getting too good for me. And so somehow you just stop it. You sabotage. You do something to make it not be so good for you. You're going to have to be on guard daily, saints. You and I must keep up our spiritual eyes open to perceive the deceptive practices of the evil one. We have to be on guard because the devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He comes to deceive the nation, deceive the world, and the whole world lies in wickedness, so it's really easy for him to deceive people. But we have to have our eyes open. So that we can continue to walk as a being of another dimension, a being of another kingdom, a being that is just temporarily here passing through strangers and pilgrims, sojourners in the earth, and recognizing that we are kings and priests, joint heirs with Christ. And we need to walk in what that contains. What does it contain? As a king and priest, what does that contain? What is the fullness of that? What does that mean? Well, listen, he gave you back what the devil stole on the cross. You know, the devil stole the authority of the earth from Adam and Eve. But Jesus gave it back to us. And now we have authority in the earth over all the works of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt us, the Bible says. Nothing can separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. So recognize what you are, who you are, what you got, and where you're going, and what could be done right now as a believer. And don't live in the devil's perception of things, an Antichrist view of yourself, some view that the enemy set up for you to live in, which is not an accurate view. Oh, but, you know, I just don't know what to do about this in my life. Well, you know, as Jesus does. You got to quit speaking this, I don't know, or I can't understand, Lord, help us with our mouth today. Help us to quit speaking things that just are anti-Christ and thinking things that are anti-you, Lord. So easy to do because our whole society is built on an antichrist system of darkness. Everything Satan builds out there is antichrist. Even the religion that he's so much a part of, this, you know, in this world, it's antichrist. It's antichrist. The Pope is antichrist. His system of religion is antichrist. There may be some saved people in the Catholic Church, but as a whole, that religion is antichrist. It's not, it doesn't really bring people to Christ. It brings them to a system, a religious system, right? A religious system, and that system is a system of darkness because it's not a system of light. It's a system of darkness. It's a system of Antichrist. Anyway, we got to stop there. Father, we thank you for the Word of God. Hallelujah. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for showing us all these wonderful things tonight in your Word, and thank you for letting them become a part of us. If they weren't already, Lord, let them be. And if they were already, reinforce them, Lord, so that we don't speak ourselves out of these things and we don't accept any antichrist view of ourselves and these things. But we walk according to the truth, Lord. And thy word is truth, Lord. I receive it as such. And I walk in it as such. It is the truth. Your word. We love it, Lord. And we ask you to bring deliverance tonight as we go into a time of deliverance here. I ask you to bring deliverance for those who are ready to receive some tonight, that it will come to them freely, because freely you have given, so freely we can receive, Father. We thank you for that. In Jesus' name, everybody say amen. 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 Well, thank you for the hearing of the word and joining in with that and being part of it. Pray it blesses you in Jesus' name. Now, we're going to take a little time here and get right back and do some deliverance for the time that we have left. So we'll take about 4 or 5 minutes, three minutes, whatever. Then we'll come back and cast out some demons for a while, okay? All right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Let's go, my friend, down the mountain with me. We're gonna sing and dance for eternity. This trail we're on may be quite rough and steep, but as you start to walk, we'll give you all that you need. Strength to climb when you feel weak, and the faith to make it up to that golden peak.
Okay, here we are again. Let's go ahead and begin our session here of getting some deliverance. Thank you, Jesus, for every opportunity to put the enemy to flight. Amen. So let's put him to flight in these areas of your life that they may be a hindrance and have tried to be a hindrance. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, just say in the name of Jesus, I command these wicked spirits that are in me to come out of me now. In Jesus' name, I renounce you. I reject you. I command you to go. But as you are cast out, you have to go. In Jesus' name, I cover myself and my family and my animals and my home with the blood of Jesus. You can't stay and you can't go into any of them. In Jesus' name. Amen. All right, here we go. Let's go ahead after this. All right. The Bible says we should have eyes to see and ears to hear. So we command any spirit of blindness where our eyes are not seeing, our spiritual eyes, there's a spirit of a veil of blindness, any kind of fog that's over there, demonic fog, demonic veil, come out of there right now. Any blindness, go, 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 come out of there, all the way out. All the way out, all that blindness, all that veil, go. In the name of Jesus, we rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. Come out, all the way out. All that fogginess, come out. Spiritual fogginess, not seeing clearly. Come out of there. Go, 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 go. The Bible says that we have he that has eyes to see, ears to hear, let him hear. Oh, okay. Anyway, ears to hear. Let him anoint his eyes with eye salve. Yeah. Well, we're getting some deliverance eye salve here. And come out of there. Go. In the name of Jesus. Come out. 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 All the way out. All that spirit of blindness. Go. All that spirit that blocks us from seeing. You come out of there. Hindrances to seeing. Go, go, go. Hindrances to discernment of spirits and recognizing the spirits that are there. You go in Jesus' name. Come out, come out. All the way out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out all the way out, all the way out, up and out. All the way up out of there. Go, 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 go. All the way out, all the way out. Bound to the past, you spirits come out. Bound to the past. Try to bind people to the past. Come out now in the name of Jesus right now. Bound to the past. A lot of people bound to the past. They can't seem to skip it happen. There's a spirit called bound to the past. Come out. All the way out. Come out, come out, come out, come out. Bound to the past. Bondage to the past. Come out. 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 Come out, all the way out, bonded to the past, come out. The Bible says, forgetting those things that lie behind and pressing on for the mark of the prize of high calling God in Christ. Jesus, come out, all the way out, go, all that bound to the past, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, just having a memory recall to the past. You spirit of memory recall, just bringing it up all the time, these memory recalls of the past, come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out in the name of Jesus. Come out, 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 come out. Come out of there, all the way out. Come on, all the way out of there. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. All that memory recall that just keep bringing up things to your mind, tormenting you with it. Come out, that memory recall. Come out. Come out, come out, come out. Sordid events, sad events, hurtful events, all of whatever it may be that memory recall bringing up. You come out of there, memory recall. You stop that. Come out. Come out of there. Move, 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 move. Out, up, up and out of there. The blood of Jesus is against you, demons. You have to obey. Come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out in the name of Jesus right now. Loose the people. Let them go. Loose the people. Let them go. All the way out, all the way up out of there. Go in the name of Jesus. Come all the way out, all the way out. The blood of Jesus, all that painful memory recalls. Come out, Come out, come out. Hurtful memory recalls. Come out. All the way out. Hurtful memory recalls. Go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All those guilt spirits, you come out right now. All those guilt spirits, feeling guilty, that sense of guilt, come out. In the name of Jesus, guilt spirits, go, 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 go. All that guilt, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. All the way out. All that memory recall of things that were done in the past that caused you to feel guilty, come out. All the way out, come 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 out. Come out of there. The blood of Jesus. Come up out of there. Go, 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 go. Go all the way. All the way. Out, out, out. Come out. Come out. Fear. Come out. Fear. All manner of fears. Come out. 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 Fear. Come out. Fear. Come out. Fear. Come out. All that fear. Got to go. All that fear. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, fear, all the way out. That addiction, come out. Any addiction spirits, you got to go right now. Addiction spirits, come out. Fear that you'll not overcome your addiction, come out. Come on, all the lies of the devil that work through the addiction, come out. Come out, come out. It's unescapable, they tell you. You'll have this the rest of your life. You're never going to get any better. Come out, all the way out. Go, 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 go. Go, addiction, come out. Addiction, got to loose them and let them go all the way out, all the way out. All those addiction spirits, come out, 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 come out of there, up and out, up and out. Go, 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 all the way out, all the way out. All those addiction spirits, come out. You're never going to get rid of this. Yeah, now, lying devil, we call you an antichrist devil. You're out of alignment with the word of God. It says that I can do all things for Christ. And Christ would deliver me from every evil work. How many know some habits are evil works, and we don't want them? Some addictions are evil works, and we don't want them. Come out of there. Go, 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 go. Go, go, come out, 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 come out. A lot of things, until you hate them, you're not getting rid of them. You got to hate this addiction. You got to hate it, got to hate it, got to hate it. The Bible commands us to hate evil, remember? Hate evil. So we got to hate these addictions. We got to hate these things that we've given place to and that have become a part of our lives. Come out of there. Some people are addicted to sugar. You just can't live without sugar, 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 sugar all the time. Sugar in the morning, sugar in the evening, sugar at supper time, right? That's it. People, and everywhere in between as well. Got to let go of that sugar. Got to let go of that bondage to sugar, that addiction to sugar, that we got to have our fix of sugar. Come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Now, we're supposed to control the stuff that goes in our body, not by our body controls whatever it wants. No, no, those parasites always want more sugar. No, devil, we're not giving them to you. Come out of there, all the way out, all the way out, all the way out. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, we cast out spirit of discouragement. Come out, spirit of discouragement. Come out, come out, spirit of discouragement. We rebuke the spirit of discouragement. Come out, you're getting discouraged. We rebuke that. You get out of there right now in the name of Jesus, you antichrist spirit of discouragement, trying to wear people out with discouragement. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, discouragement. The Lord rebuke you, discouragement. You come out of people. Loose them and let them go. All that discouragement. All that discouragement, loose them, loose them, loose them, and let them go. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, discouragement. You have to go. You're lying to people. You tell them things that are not true to get them into deeper discouragement, and you try to make them embrace this thing to get them deeper in that darkness of discouragement. You come out. Come out right now. Go, go, go. Come out, come out, come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. All that discouragement spirit, go, go. In the name of Jesus, we're talking to you. The blood is against you. We apply it. Angels sword that discouragement. Come out. sword those addictions too. In Jesus' name, all those addictions, come out too. Come out too. Come on, all discouragement, all addictions, go. In the name of Jesus, sort it, angels. In the name of Jesus, gotta go. How to go all the way out. We break any mind-controlling spirits. We break mind control from all the different frequencies that are out there trying to control our minds, manipulate our minds. In Jesus' name, the things that are included in the atmosphere that are trying to control in our minds and try to manipulate us, we break the power of those things in Jesus' name. All those mind control devices of darkness, you come out, go. We command you to go in Jesus' name. Loose our minds in the name of Jesus. Go. All demonic mind control, all electronic mind control, all in the airways mind control, all mind control. Go. Out. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out of there. Gotta go right now. Go. All that stress, you go right now. All that stressful spirit trying to stress you out this week, come out. All that stress, come out. All anxiety, come out. Stress, anxiety, come out. Come out, inner turmoil, you come out, that spirit of turmoil within, having inner turmoil going on. Come out, all the way out, that turmoil spirit, come out, inner turmoil, come out, all the way out, that inner turmoil, go, out of there, we break the curse of inner turmoil, come out in the name of Jesus, we're talking to you, turmoil, get out of there, that inner turmoil going on, I bind you all the way out. Go in Jesus' name. That anxiety, go all the way out. All that anxiety, go. Come out all the way out. Blocking the things of the spirit, blocking the joy of the Lord. That spirit that gets it away, calls you to be gloomy and doomy instead of joyful in the Lord. Come out, all the gloomy spirit. Come out, gloomy spirit. We rebuke the gloomy spirit. Come out. The Bible says the joy of our Lord is our strength. So you gloomy spirit, you got to go. You got to go. The joy of the Lord, is part of that is our salvation. We have great joy in our salvation. Thank you for that salvation, Lord. Keep coming out of it. Go, gloomy spirit. Go all the way out. Anxiety, worries, come out. All the way out. Go. Worry, come out. Worry spirit, tension spirit, come out. Nervous spirit, come out. Come out. Frustrated spirit, come out. Frustration spirit, come out. All that frustration, inner frustration. Your frustration level has reached a high level because that spirit is ramping it up. Come out. Come out of there. You stop that. Come out. I bind you. Come out. In the name of Jesus, devil. Come out of there. All the way out. All you devils, come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, all the way out, all the way out, all the way out. Don't be orchestrated by a demon. Don't let your life be orchestrated by a demon. Don't let the demons be puppeteers and control your life and manipulate it. Come out of there, all the way out. All that demonic manipulation, come out of there. Come out. Come out, panic spirits. Come out. We break the power of infection spirits, trying to infect your body and weaken it physically. Come out, infection. We speak to that infection. You go right now. Get out of the body right now. In the name of Jesus, all that infection, go. In the name of Jesus, from the root, we cast you out in Jesus' name, that spirit of infection. Come out of there, all the way out. Spirit of infection, come out in Jesus' name. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out, you spirit of infection. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, infection, come out. Come out of there, all the way out, all the way out. Go, 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 all the way up out of there. Keep moving. All infections, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. All the way out, all the way out. Go, 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 in Jesus' name. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Impulsive spirit, come out. Reckless spirit, come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come on. All that recklessness, come out, come out. Your life has become reckless, come out. All the way out goes, that's the spirit, come out. All that impulsive buying, too, this buying, I see, I want, I buy, come out. All that impulsive spirit, act as impulsively upon various things. Come out, come out, come out, and get you in sin trouble that way by acting out of impulses rather than acting from the Spirit of God. Come out of there, all the way out, all the way out, all the way out. Really, it's who we're going to listen to. We're going to listen to the Spirit of God. We're going to listen to our flesh. Who has the loudest voice? Well, a lot of times your flesh has the loudest voice, right? The demons have the loudest voice. We got to say, no, devil, come out of there, all the way out. No, no, no. We take authority over that flesh, crucify that flesh. In Jesus' name, go, go, go. Keep coming out of there. All that judgmental spirit, come out. Judgmental, come out. Judgmental spirit, you got to go. In the name of Jesus, all that judgmental spirit, come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out. Judgmental, come out. The blood of Jesus, come out. All the way out. All that impulsiveness, too, keep coming. Keep coming. You've lost your house. They don't belong to you anymore. It doesn't belong to you anymore. Keep going. Judgmental. Judging spirit, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out of there, all the way out. Hatred for men, hatred for women, you come out, all the way out, come out. All that hatred for men, hatred for women, come out, come out, come out, because you've been wounded by them, come out, all the way out. You got to go, and you have a hatred, the spirit came in. Oh, yeah, I'll never trust them so-and-so again. I'll never like them. Well, it's all that way, you know, whatever. Come out. All the way out. Go, 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 go. Come out. 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 Hatred for men. Hatred for women. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Craving spirit. Come out. Spirit of craving. Crave. Oh, I just crave that. I just crave that. Come out. All the way out. You liar. Come out. Craving. Craving for a cigarette. Come out. Craving for that bottle of wine. Come out. All that craving for all this other whatever. Craving for sugar, craving for meat, craving for pig, come out, all the way out, go, 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 come out, all that craving, craving for an experience, craving for sexual improprieties, come out of there, all the way out, go, 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 all the way out, go, 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 come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, keep going, all those craving spirits, go, 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 all the way out. All the way out. Blood of Jesus. All alcoholism. We break the curse of alcoholism. You go. Generational alcoholism. Go, 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 go. All the way out. All the way out. Jesus' name. Go, go, go. Keep coming out of there. Oh, all the way out. All the way out. All the way up out of there. Go, 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 go. Oh, all the way out. All the way out. Go, go, go. Keep going. Come on. All the way. Keep going. Up and out. Up and out. Come on. Keep going. All alcoholism, generational alcoholism, which can manifest in various forms. You might not be an alcoholic. You might be manifesting alcoholism in some other habit in your life, some other form. So we break the generational curse of alcoholism that may be manifesting in a sex addiction or in some other addiction. Come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out. But nevertheless, the curse started with the alcohol. Come out in Jesus' name. Command it to go right now. We break your curse. We break your control over people. Come out. Come out of there. All the way up out of there. Go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. The name above every name, you demons have to bow your knee at the name of Jesus Christ, the King of Kings. All that shyness, you come out. Shyness. The Bible says the righteous are bold as a lion, so why are you so shy that you can't step out and be bold in the Lord. Come out, all that, because there's a spirit there. Come out, this generational curses of shyness. Well, I'm just the shy type. Well, give me the chapter verse for that. Do you have one? No, you don't. So come out of there. All that shyness, come out. Come out. All that shyness, come out. 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 All that shyness, up and out, up and out, up and out of there. Come out in Jesus' name. All shyness, come out in Jesus' name. All the way out. All the way out. The blood of Jesus against you. The blood of Jesus against you, shyness, has to go all the way out, 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 up and out of there. Father, we thank you for this deliverance in Jesus' name. I ask you to seal this deliverance to those who have received it tonight. In Jesus' name, bless them with ongoing more deliverance too, progressive deliverance. Thank you for it. In Jesus' name, everybody say amen. Amen. Well, thank you, folks, for being here tonight. The OasisCommunityChurch.com is the website. If you'd like to write to us or send a donation through mail, P.O. Box 125. That's P.O. Box 125, Casper, Wyoming, 82602. 82602. All right. So got all that out now. So we're just saying appreciation to you for those who do give and want to thank you for that. Those who pray for us, we want to thank you for that. I want to thank you for being faithful to be here when you can on a Friday night live, and the Lord bless you for that as well. And may he encourage you today and bring you into all that he has for your life. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, we're going to go ahead now and say start saying goodnight with a song here. Here we go.
Of years will it take for the human race to learn from our mistakes? How brilliant and smart and evolved can we be if we're still as foolish as Adam and Eve? The Goliaths and the Sauls, then all the Sodomites and priests of Baal unite to show their claws. Then all the Jezebels and Philistines, the enemies and kings, come out to yell and scream with all their might, crucify him once again, once again. Crucify him. Dictators we breed because they perceive they are just what we need. How innocent, what victims can we pretend to be when we sell our souls every day for our greed? And all the Maos and the Hitlers, the Genghis Khans of old, Napoleons and Stalins, the Caesars mean and bold, and all the Pol Pots and the Nixons raise their voices and chime in. All hail to him that cometh in his name, fall down before the king, what a king. All the jubilant with palms, and all the Pharisees and hypocrites will join the crowd waving their arms when they will pull the final curtain, show the world once and for all that all we've learned from history is that we never learn anything at all. The Goliaths and the Sauls, and all the Sodomites and priests of Baal unite to show their claws. And all the Jezebels and Philistines, the enemies and kings, come out to yell and scream with all their might, crucify him once again. Crucify him once again.
Okay. Once again, that's the theme of that song. Yeah. All right. Well, this is about the time to start saying my goodbyes here for tonight. And I think that Jesus wants to encourage each of us during this time that we see our nation turning in directions that are just disgusting to a righteous person. Yeah, so our righteous spirits cry out for this to end and the Lord to come back, and because it's so sad to see these things taking place that we're watching in the world around us today. Very dark time, it appears. Every week there's some, in fact, it's every day. I mean, like this, who is the Department of Education man to shut down this Christian college, the largest Christian college in America? Who does he think he is? You know, this is a free country. We have freedom of religion according to the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and what's going on with that? You know, they don't have that right. And these people are taking rights and telling us what we can't do, what we can't do. And they're supposed to be working for the people, not the people work for the slave master. Anyway, that's a sad thing to see that sort of thing going on. And it's some new thing, right? Every week they do of darkness. It's like we're going to outdo each other and do the darkest. We see if we can do something darker than you could do. We're going to outdo the devil in you. This demon's going to outdo the devil in this other person, right? What an evil competition that must be. So who's going to be the darkest? Who's going to be the most evil? Who's going to outdo one another in darkness? Well, how about we outdo one another in righteousness? it's sad to see these things go on in the dear country that I grew up in. But still, you know, the Lord's going to have the last word. That is for sure. We have a bunch of compromising politicians, too, that you know, the Republican in name only, right, Rhino? But when the rubber meets the road, they don't stand for righteousness. They stand for darkness. That is sad also to see that taking place. But this world is not our home. So we got to remind ourselves of that on a regular basis, that we are just strangers and sojourners here. But, you know, living in the last days is kind of a different experience because, you know, the Bible says men should be, lovers of their own self. Lawless, disobedient to parents, you know, truth breakers. I mean, a man's word is not what it was at one time, you know. So, yeah. So we praise right now the devil will not have his way with this country. And we praise for restoration of where the righteous don't have to mourn all the time about the government that's ruling, trying to rule over them. But Lord, we pray you return things to a righteous government, someone who will respect and honor you, Lord. And we bind these demons that are trying to run the nation. And we say, you will not in Jesus' name. We forbid you in Jesus' name. We tell you no, devil. And that the Lord will remove these wicked rulers who have no honor for God, no respect for God, no honor for even the people that they're supposed to be serving, no respect for the people. Well, Lord, in the name of Jesus, remove wicked government. Let their days be few and another take their office, as it says in Psalms, 105:5? I forget. Where is that? I forgot, but that's what it says. Let their days be few and another take their office. But I forgot what verse that is offhand. I'm looking at it now, but I don't know that I'll be able to find it right offhand. But I know it's in there because I'm quoting it almost exact. I believe exactly I'm quoting it. Now, it's, here's one, though, that's interesting. No, that's not the one. And 105.5 is not that one, so it's a different one. But I don't remember where it is. But you can, I'm sure, look it up in a Strong's if you have one, and find it, or in your concordance in the Bible, if you have a good concordance in the back of your Bible. That those are very handy to have. But anyway, let the righteous rule, and Lord, let the wicked be removed. In the name of Jesus, we pray for our dear country, Lord, because we're living here. And so the Bible says, pray that you might live a quiet and peaceable life. Well, they're trying to make it not quiet or peaceable for us. So we rebuke them for that in Jesus' name, those evil spirits that are trying to do that to us, where Christians cannot live a quiet and peaceable life and that the gospel will have free course. So we rebuke those spirits that have been loosed on this country and tear them down, send the mighty warring angels into battle against them in the name of Jesus. That's right. Send the mighty warring angels into battle on our behalf, on the saints' behalf, on the church's behalf, in Jesus' name. Somebody has to believe that. They will do that, and they will. They're ministering spirits sent for those who are the heirs of salvation. So angels are powerful, powerful ministering spirits and warring spirits that will go into battle for the church, for the people of God that know their God. And the Bible also says that to us, those that know their God shall be strong and do exploits in the latter days. So we believe that too in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. So we can get going on this for a while, but we're gonna stop, and I'll let you guys go for the evening. Appreciate each of you being here. Love you in Jesus' name. And thank you, my brother and sister, for being here and being part of this live broadcast on Friday night live here. We'll see you back in next week if you are available and want to be here. Lord bless you and your house in the meantime, and may what you put your hands to, if it's good and God, may it prosper and be blessed in the name of Jesus. And may he keep you and protect you from the wicked one in Jesus' name as well. Jesus' name, amen. Amen. All right. Remember, 5 is the number of grace. You know, every number has a meaning. And 5, you see 5, 5, 5 on the clock sometimes. You say, oh, grace, grace, grace. And I just say, thank you, Jesus. Grace, grace, grace. Well, there's that scripture that says, shout grace, grace, grace to it, too. I remember that one. Well, you can shout grace to a lot of things. Shout grace to our family. Shout grace to our nation. Shout grace to our loved ones. I shout grace to you guys. Amen. Abundance of grace. How about that? Yeah, it's not just a little grace, abundance of grace. I think that's Zechariah 4:7. I'm going to look that up just to see real quick so I can give you the truth, so you don't have to look that one up. Yeah, it is Zechariah 4:7. Who art thou, great mountain? Before Zerubbabel, thou shalt become a plain, and he shall bring forth the headstone thereof with shoutings, crying, grace, grace unto it. So there you go. And I like the one, of course, right above that, Zechariah 4:6. Remember that one. Not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. Hallelujah. That's a good way to stop tonight. All right. Well, I'm going to sign off. Mitterbach, good to see you tonight. Rosalio, Salvador, good to see you. And Timberwolf, good night to you that is remaining in the chat room. And others that are still listening, good night to you folks. I'm going to end it right at this moment here.